Hey, this is Keaton. How can I help you?
Hey, Keaton, it's Dan Clouser.
Dan, how you doing, man?
Good, how about yourself, boss?
Hey, not can't complain. Just another day at the office.
It's got to be something better to do.
Yeah, have you you gotten a chance to kind of think things over? Do you have a better game plan for what you're trying to do?
Yeah. Well, I did some thinking for what's going, and I actually you made me do some thinking last night. I ain't sure if I like that either, but I remember they saying this place was valued at 190 back when I got it, and then I went and started looking around at some of the prices of the stuff here in Dinwiddie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where to stand with it, to be honest with you. You know, I'm kind of stuck.
Why are you stuck?
It's just for what you were saying, whatever you were punching up. I mean, just for what I paid for the place, I'm looking at losing probably $40,000 right there.
You said
you know what I mean?
How much are you? You said you'd be losing how much?
About 40,000, just from what I paid for the place and what you're saying, the value of it, whatever it was you got out of Petersburg yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're looking at $40,000 difference right there.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what the values. That's like I said, what I'm looking at. I seen one for 189. It was a 3-bedroom and 1 bath, and it was nothing there. You know, it's just an older house there. And that's a couple miles from here. And then the other one I seen, it was like 10 miles from here within this area, you know, in Dinwiddie County kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted $349 for that. Only thing different with a couple of the other ones in between there at that 200 mark was two baths in it. Other than that, there wasn't much difference. You know, no garage or nothing like that kind of stuff. So I don't know what – I don't know where I stand there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like you don't like the prices I was saying yesterday.
Well, that's what we've got. I don't know if we were just looking in different areas or what or what was going on, you know. That's where I don't understand where that price came from.
Okay, I got you.
I know that's probably not making sense, but I just don't know where I would fall in there.
I got you. Yeah, where would you say you're at right now?
See, that's what my snag is. I don't like this ballparking.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like where it was valued at back then was probably 190 or so, 180, 190, something like that. You know?
Okay.
Just for the location, the corner lot, the lot size itself, the garage, the you know, and the stuff, it's the 3-bedroom, you know, just the size of the house and everything. And just looking around, I don't know if I'm falling in between the middle, you know? I'm guessing.
I got you. And as far as timeline goes, you were still looking to do it around, you said it was about 6 months, right?
Well no, I done, if we could do, I'm looking, if we do it, 6 months is too much of a stretch, actually, for you guys too. I don't want to have to make, if it come down to that, I wouldn't want to make you guys wait either. You know what I mean?
I mean, we'll still be in business and yeah, 6 months from now, we'll still be here.
Oh, yeah. I hope you do. You know, just to keep
yeah.
you working, keep your check coming in. But it's just,
sure.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me being hesitating. I was putting that 6 month on her, but then I got to think about it last night. I was like, man, I can't. 6 months is too much of a stretch. Because then it comes down to being in the summertime, and I will be so darn busy trying to jam everything in, trying to get stuff done. So if I do it when I've got the period now, like around the 1st of March,
mm-hmm.
I could knock it out in between working and getting the place empty.
1st of March, that's...
what's that, about 5 weeks? Something like that? Whatever, what is this? Today's the 16th? Yeah, so you what, a little over a month?
Okay.
And it would light a little fire under my backside, too, to keep me moving. And like I said, and to get me ready for when it does, hopefully, if his economy lets everything break loose like it has in the past for us, where I can actually keep the keep a check coming in myself.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, I'm falling in between that price range, and I don't know. I wanted to run it by you and see what you thought. I really.
Hello there. I'm Siri.
Oh,
what
Siri.
Can I do?
No.
Hey, Siri. How the hell are you?
No, leave me alone, Siri. I'm trying to have a phone.
They're always listening. It's like an ex wife.
They're always listening.
Always. Nosy bitches.
All right, boss. So you're trying to sell by March. And you were a little hesitant on that price that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, because I think what you were punching up was the other side of the river there in that Petersburg sign.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing on the folks over there, but that's not an area that's, it's an ugly area. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I know the house values are over there, just that area itself, it's nothing like it is on this side. It's like an old friend of mine lives on the other side of Appomattox over here. I tell him he lives on the money side.
I got you.
They got them $500,000, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 homes over there.
Well, Daniel, even if we were to agree on a fair price, do you even know where you're going to be moving by March? Do you know where you're heading to?
Well, I got a couple places lined up, but right now I'm just going to get the stuff in the storage.
Okay.
To go through what I'm trying to do is, like I said, I'm just downsizing everything.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to eliminate. I'm going through stuff that, honestly, that I forgot I even had from when Mom and Dad died.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff has been packed away for, God, almost about 30 years now. That I had just, it's just taken up space. And his stuff, if my kids don't want none of it, it's out of here. That kind of thing, you know? So I'm just trying to just go through and just get a clean slate and just start completely over again. And just eliminate a whole lot of extra crap in my life that I don't need.
I got you.
But I got a friend of mine. I'll probably be moving in with him until I get settled with the truck and move some stuff around with the truck and things like that.
Okay.
I talked
so
to him earlier today. I just, so like I said, I'm just trying to really downsize. I'm going for stuff that I want to do for a change.
I hear you, boss. So you're.
If
good.
That makes, I mean, I, my sister says I was crazy, but you know, she said I'm too damn old to do this. I says, no, it's time for me to do stuff. I mean, everything I've done, and you got me thinking about that too, even with the vacation. I mean, it's just, I've done nothing.
Go to a beach. I was telling you, you need it.
Yeah. And that was funny because I was out there last night, cold and shit, and I was like, man, a beach would really be sweet right now.
Yeah.
You know, just, and that just kind of added fuel to me a little bit to try to just get me to where I got to get, just eliminate this crap in my life.
For sure. All right. Well, we got.
I wanted to run it by. I don't, as like I said, I don't know where you stand. I really don't know with the money. With what the value of and the things with the house, you know, it's like I said, it was 190 back then, and I know what they built around here and what's going on around here. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I know you're trying to make a living just like I am, trying to make money, but I can't, man, I can't go to 100. I'll tell you that.
I hear you. Let me get my partner out here and see what we can work because. I know you're trying to sell this house, trying to have some money in your pocket so you can get out to that beach. And, you know, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
If I'm the one that can do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beach is the – I mean, it would be a cool little plus. But right now, you know, as like I said, I know you guys got – you know, we're all trying to stay above water here. So.
Yes, sir.
As like I said, I really don't know. And it's kind of a spur of the moment thing on my end here anyway. But curiosity's got the best of me at what I'm doing. I don't know if it's just – I don't know what it is right now going on with me, but
I got you. Well, I'd like to send you over some paperwork once we can figure out a good number that works for both of us.
Okay.
Are you going to be free later this afternoon?
Yeah, I should be. It's like I just got back by the house. I'm doing a drive by here now. So what time are you figuring?
I'm thinking. Around 3:00. I mean, it's not going to be much longer. I just want to run these numbers.
Oh, okay. No, that's cool. I got until at least, I would say probably 5:30.
Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely going to
call
you before then.
Okay. That's cool. Whatever you need to do. I mean, as we said, talk to your, talk to your partner there. And I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody's feelings here or not, but the more I'm looking and what I'm looking around and, you know.
No, this is perfect. I'm glad you did your homework. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, you got to be comfortable with this decision in order for it to make sense for anyone, you know.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what he said. You guys are in it to make some money, too. So, I mean, we work out something here.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, Daniel. I'll call you back as soon as I can, all right?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.